Good evening, Viking Nation. Welcome to Brodyfield here in Tift County, Tifton, Georgia. It is a big, and I mean big. There's no way to describe it. Humongous, gigantic. You just can't describe it. It is the biggest game of the year for our
Yeah, buddy. Can you hear me? Hey, go ahead.
We got some interference, buddy. Evidently.
He can't hear me for some reason. Buddy.
We've got interference on our line, so okay. I know I hear Marty down there. He's looking at us kind of funny.
He called you on cell phone, man.
Like we must have some interference on our line, so go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Wes.
Anyway, our Lions High Vikings, 6-3 on the year, tipped 3-6. We're 1-2 in the region there, 0-3. Bill, Marty, Taylor.
3-6-9-1.
This is for the marbles. Without a win, we go home. Well, let's go ahead and take our first five-minute break and come back and we'll have Taylor and Billy and Bill and Marty for you. Back here at Brodyfield, Wes James, along with Bill Osborne, Taylor Biddle, Marty Rogers, and just a couple of minutes of technical difficulty we worked through, as we told you. Vikings 6-3 on the year, tipped 3-6. This is a win or go home game. This is a playoff game for our Vikings. It's been playoff atmosphere all week long. And we're expecting a huge, huge crowd. Bill, we're expecting, I hope to see, four quarters of football like we saw against Coffee County.
Yeah, and I hope so, too. And somebody even likened this unto, we started playoffs last week. Because when we went on the field against Coffee, it was a game we had to win. If we didn't win it, there was a real strong possibility we would not make it into the playoffs. So now we're in that same situation right here against the Tift County Blue Devils. Win and you're in, lose and you go home. And that's really what it comes down to is the heck with where the seedings are. They'll worry about seedings tomorrow and even into next week because there's still another game. Even though the Vikings will be done with their regular season tonight, there's still one more game next week, and we'll talk a little bit about that as we go through the pregame, the Southeastern Federal Credit Union countdown to kickoff right here on 99.5 Kicks Country. But this game means everything to this Viking team tonight.
Yeah, there's no way we can overlook this Tift County team. I know we might have had a little bit of trouble last year with them overlooking them. We already had our playoff position in line, region championship in place. But this Lions High football team is focused this week. I've talked to several people that are within the program, and they say it's been playoff atmosphere, and they don't want to go home, guys. They do not want to be turning their uniform in on Monday, their pads in on Monday. And wishing that they had another football game to play. So I think they're going to be focused. They're going to come out, and they're going to play Lions High football just like the Coffee High football game.
Yeah, and I think I heard you mention even this morning that the realism hits you that if we turn in uniforms on Monday, Josh Clemens goes to basketball practice.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's not anything that any of us want. And we're going to get out, play hard. And it doesn't matter what seed we're going to be. We just need to get in. We got to take care of business at the Brody tonight, beat Tifton, and move on.
Yeah, we certainly do. Down on the field is Marty Rogers, and he's had a chance to just kind of be down there with the players. What are you sensing down there with the players so far tonight, Marty?
Bill, I'm sensing a lot like it was last week. Yeah, you know, I came out last week and I texted my dad and a few other people and said, hey, we're focused, we're excited, we're ready to play. These kids are obviously having fun. And I see that again down here on the field tonight. You know, 2 weeks ago when we were in Colquitt, I didn't see that. We were very tight. We were very, lethargic as we moved around the field. But again, tonight, it's a lot like it was last week before Coffee. This team's excited. They're having fun and they're ready to play.
Well, Marty, we'll come back down to you in just a little while as you'll have an interview with Coach Randy McPherson as well as Coach Jay Walls. So as you make those things available, just throw a hand up, let us know, we'll let you break in. In the meantime, Taylor and I are going to kind of look at what we've been and where we've been so far this season. We're down to the final regular season game of 2011, and it doesn't feel like it's been long enough to have nine games played.
No, we blinked and we're at the end of the season.
Yeah, it really is. Overall, the Vikings are 6-3, 1-2 in region play. And I know if you talk to any of these players, any of these coaches, this is not where they expected to be on the ninth game of this 2011 season. We have averaged only 28 points on offense this year while giving up 20. Now, granted, that's in the good side, but that really is a tight margin when you start looking at it, that you only have 8 points to play with in your averages. of only scoring 28 points on offense while giving up 20 on defense. We've had 6 wins this year, and in those 6 wins, we've scored at least 31 every time while giving up only that maximum of 22. So when we win, we do put the points on the board. We get over 30. We, like I said, the lowest score we've had has been 31 in the wins. However, when we go to the losses, our offensive production goes all the way down to 17. That is the maximum score that we've had in the 3 losses we've had while giving up the highest number of, I mean, being an average, giving up at least 20. Of course, Colquitt really put it to us, and I think that was the wake-up call for this team. Their highest offensive output was 45 points. That was against South Gwinnett and Pebblebrook. Our lowest offensive output was the 7 points against Colquitt, and the most points we gave up was 34 against Colquitt, while giving up the least points to South Gwinnett. Now, you made a comment earlier about this surface we're playing on.
Yeah, just remembering back throughout the season, this is going to be the first time that the Lowndes High Vikings play on natural grass since South Gwinnett. Does that matter? Maybe, maybe not. In a rainy game, maybe, maybe not. A couple other key things to keep in mind tonight, kind of in that same realm, is we've got a couple of injuries. One in particular is the starting center, Anthony Chandler, is in shorts on the sideline. Another kind of scenario in play here, too. There was an unfortunate incident with our star running back, leading rusher for the team, Mike Moore. His house caught fire this week. How does that play into his mental aspect,
sure,
getting ready for this? I think we're going to be focused, and hopefully we can take care of business.
Well, I think we've been told that Mike and his family, while that is tragic and it's one of those situations that can really mess with your mind and your thought process, the family is all around the community has really stepped up to the table, and they're providing things for the family. Family had some insurance and things like that. So a lot of things can be replaced, but we talked earlier before Marty went down on the field, but there are things like pitchers and other memory things that can never be replaced. And it really will try on your emotions and so forth. But I'm sure that was earlier in the week, maybe even late weekend, that Mike is refocused, and we expect great things out of him tonight, I'm sure.
Bill had a chance to talk with Mike down here on the field, and Mike is smiling. He's kind of the same attitude as the rest of the team. I think he said it's obviously been a tough week. But, I think he's ready to get out here on the field and play football. And a lot of times when you have a tragic incident like that in your life, the football is where you're back to normal. And the field is like being home again. So he's excited to be able to play tonight. He said everything is okay. He appreciated all the support of the Viking Touchdown Club and the Viking fans. And he said that they're going to make it. And it has been tough, but again, everything's going well, and they're ready to play tonight.
Well, Mike is a strong senior. This is a young man who has come on this year and on the field has played tremendously. He is our leading rusher with 137 carries for 809 yards, averaging 5.9 yards a carry, 9 touchdowns. He also leads us in touchdowns. Mike has just had a phenomenal season on the football field, but you'll talk to Coach McPherson. Of course, I want to remind everybody about our Tuesday night Lowndes High Randy McPherson Coaches Show. We do that every Tuesday night live at 6:45 p.m. from Austin's Cattle Company, and we get a chance to talk to Coach McPherson. And that's one of the things he talks about is these are kids that not only are they good athletes, they are great kids in the classroom. And he's talked about Mike in the past about he does what he needs to do in the classroom. He's a good kid. He comes from good family. And this is a kid that can go a long way and maybe play at that next level and be very successful. So be sure and join us every Tuesday night at 6:45 at Austin's Cattle Company. If you can't be there live, of course, you can listen to us on 99.5 Kicks Country. Of course, we're brought to you by several of our sponsors. We ask you to go by www.thevikingvoice.com and check out all of those sponsors for our Lowndes High Randy McPherson Coaches Show. A couple of those just to mention, Austin's Cattle Company, of course, along with Coombs Heating and Air and Luke Electrical Service. I want to thank all of those sponsors, and there's so many more. Just be sure and stop by our website. And when you get a chance to thank those sponsors, go in their place of business and tell them thank you for sponsoring Lowndes High Football. Well, a lot of things going on. We talk about playoffs, but we got some things going on that are going to set up what's happening in the playoffs. Tonight, of course, the Vikings are here at Tipp County. Vikings 1-2 in region play, while Tift is 0-3. We've said it before, you win, you're in, you lose, you're out. If we win, we go to 2-2, and then we start talking about seedings, and we can get into that, you know, as of next week. But if we lose, we go to 1-3. Tift goes to 1-3, and the head-to-head matchup says Tift County's in.
That's right. There's a couple different scenarios in play. Coffee can win the region tonight with a win over Colquitt. We can secure our playoff spot tonight with a win over Tift County. We just got to be focused, guys. We just got to get out there, play like we played the last 48 minutes of football that we've played. We had a complete game, I'd say all but about 2 seconds of that game there at the end.
Yeah.
But that's probably one of our most complete games, and even Coach Mack said that. And hopefully we'll take that momentum over to tonight, and the Vikings can get out there, put some points on the board, put at least 31 is apparently what we need to score to win, and not give up more than,
I think,
19-20.
Somewhere in that neighborhood.
And I think we can do that.
I think we can, too. The other game going on in Region 1 tonight is Colquitt at Coffee. And you mentioned that. Coffee wins that. They have the inside track then to win the region. But, that would give them the region in a 3-1 matchup. And no matter what Colquitt did, they would win the head-to-head.
That's right.
So a great matchup over at Coffee High School tonight with Colquitt. And while both of these teams are not necessarily worried about their playoff lives, they are worried about winning that region. And as we know, you get that option to win Region 1 and you get those home games, that says a lot and carries you a long way in these playoffs. Let's take a look at Region 2. That's something else that we want to keep an eye on. Right now, this region's made up of 8 teams: ML King, Stevenson, Noonan, East Coweta, Luella, Newton, Lake, Westlake, and Langston Hughes. Luella, Newton, Westlake, Langston Hughes, go ahead and scratch them. They're gone from their region records. They're 1-4, 1-4, 1-4, 0-5. They're not in this. The four that matter are ML King at 5-0, Stevenson at 5-0, Noonan at 4-1, and East Coweta at 3-2. And how great is this? Tonight, ML King plays East Coweta, Noonan plays Stevenson, and then next week, ML King plays Stevenson, and East Coweta plays Noonan. You couldn't have asked for four better matchups to end that season for Region 2 based on how they're falling in here. Somebody had a foresight on that one, didn't they?
They really did. And, you know, we kind of flipped back and forth between playing Region 3, the first round of the playoffs, to playing Region 2, first round of the playoffs. You know, we just got to get there. That's all we're looking for tonight is to get there. We've got about 40 minutes till kickoff. The weather looks good. The crowd's starting to fill in. Fans are filling in, starting to make some noise. I like the energy, and Marty mentioned that the kids down on the field are pumped up, ready to go. There's just a different energy in the stands tonight.
There really is. One of the things that the Viking fans really rallied around this game, and even Owen Prince, I spoke to him earlier in the week, and how quickly we sold the tickets that we asked for, that he had to actually call Tift County back and say, send me more tickets. He got those in, I believe, Thursday afternoon, and I think he may have sold those. So a huge number of tickets, and it's only 20 minutes after 7. And as we look out here, this middle area is full. The band section, of course, down at the end will be full as soon as the band gets here. They're starting to come in and file in here down to our left. And there's going to be a good crowd here tonight to see these Lowndes High Vikings and the Tift County Blue Devils. Tift County, of course, will bring a big crowd as well.
Guys, can you hear me up there?
And who we got down on the field? Let's see.
Marty's waiting on Coach Walls. Looks like he's stopped for a minute.
Okay. And, yeah, I was going to say he might. Coach Walls is talking with the officials right now. It will be an all-star official group tonight that will officiate this ball game. And, of course, we don't mention who they are. We do recognize many of them from being in the All-Star Association, and we've seen them call several games before. But that will be a good crew tonight from the All-Star Association. Other things about the playoffs. So you had the other games around the region. What other things do we have besides just our region? We've got some things going on in Region 1 AA as well.
Yeah, Berrien County is at home against Jeff Davis. Brooks County in the region championship game tonight against Fitzgerald. If I was not here, if we had our off week this week, that's the game I would be at.
Sure.
Brooks County is undefeated in the region, and they take on Fitzgerald, who is also undefeated in the region, both only one-loss teams. Fitzgerald's lost, I believe, they didn't lose to Coffee. Who'd they lose to?
I They lost to Tift County.
Did they lose to
yes.
Tift County? Okay.
Tift County beat them back early in the season.
Brooks County's only loss, of course, is to Valdosta. So both of those teams have lost to
1-5-A
teams. So they're going head-to-head tonight. And Clinch County is home against Atkinson County. Cook is at Thomasville tonight. Lanier County is at home against Telfair County. Valwood looks like next week they play Flint River. And, again, big, big matchup at Bazemore Hyder Stadium tomorrow afternoon. VSU is playing West Georgia. And 2 o'clock kickoff, Battle of the Peach Basket.
Yeah, now, Tim, there was something that happened, was it last night, in Division II in the Gulf South Conference?
Yeah, West Alabama, who we had to beat with two, I believe, interceptions for touchdowns. And
Steve, you hear me?
We're going to take a break real quick while
let's take a three-minute break. When we come back, we'll get this all set up for you. You're listening to the Southeastern Federal Credit Union Countdown to Kickoff right here on 99.5 Kicks Country. And welcome back to Tifton, Georgia at Tift County High School at Brody Field. And I'm from here, so it's still the Devil's Den to me. Grew up here as the Devil's Den, and I noticed that they painted over the sign over the years. But it's still the same old place here. When I played here, this was the home side. It's now the visitor side. My last year is when they added on the stands over there. I looked down on the field. I believe we got Marty fixed. And I know he's waiting on Coach Walls. It is senior night here tonight. And I know that's important to these kids and their family as they'll come out and introduce their seniors. Of course, we had senior night last week as well. I'm not sure, depending on how much time is here, if Coach Walls will be able to talk to Marty or not.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to ask your help.
Let's go down to Marty real quick. Marty, go ahead and give us a report. I know that Coach couldn't talk to you because of senior night.
Yeah, guys, that's exactly right. He said he really would love to speak with us, but they're a little behind. So he was going to run on to senior night. But, you know, I watched him warm up a little bit. A lot of talent on this field. You know, they started out pretty tough this year, winning a lot of ball games. I think they won their first three pretty good, beat a really good Fitzgerald team, as y'all mentioned earlier. But they've had a tough go of it lately. They do have a couple kids that I was told would be out that are dressed and out there warming up. So that could be a welcome sight for them. And maybe we can get the coach after senior night and get a few minutes with him.
Well, I know also because of senior night that our team has gone back into the locker room. Were you able to get a chance to talk to Coach McPherson?
I was able to get a chance to talk with him. He actually asked if we would just speak with him when he comes back out. So he said he'd look for me when they got back out on the field. And he'd give us a few minutes. So we'll try to get a little interview with him after the senior night festivities are over.
All right.
Hey, Marty.
Yeah, go ahead.
I know that the roster sometimes doesn't indicate the true size and height of some of these players on the field. They're receivers. They're pretty big. One of them we'll get to later is an impact player, 6'6". What are you seeing down there, Marty?
Taylor, you're absolutely right. A lot of times you can't really tell. And a lot of the programs, sometimes they list the numbers and they're, you know, and they're off. They may list the kid as 6'3", and you get out there and you think this kid's no more than 6 foot, 6'1". But they've got a couple kids on this team, a couple, as you mentioned, receivers that are every bit as tall as they're listed, if not taller, especially the Donnell Tuff kid that you just mentioned. But number one's also a kid that I watched him during warm-ups. He had a couple balls thrown his way where he went up for it. He's listed as 6'3", 200, but he can get up. He's got a really high vertical. They've got some really talented kids. They don't have as many as some of the other teams we've seen. They're not as deep, you know, as say a Colquitt or a Coffee last week, or maybe even a Valdosta. But they've got the kids that are going to be on the field are definitely talented and definitely can play.
Well, I was going to add to that. I think Coach Walls has done a really good job. He's got a good-sized school here in Tift County, but he's a lot like what Coach McPherson does. If you're not willing to work hard and you're not willing to come out here and be a big part of this team, then and to contribute, he's no sense you hanging around. And I won't say that he encourages kids to quit, but he'll make you work hard enough that if you want to stay, it's a place that you want to be, and you're going to have the best guys out here. Whether you got 78, 58, 22, whatever the number of players, Coach Walls has done a great job with bringing out the best kids and to get them out here to play, and they're the kids that want to be out here. That says a lot. Because you can go to a Camden County, and there's 120 or 30 kids dressed out, but how many of those are really real players?
Yeah, absolutely. And they may only play about 40 of them.
Exactly, and a lot of those. And there's a lot to be said for your freshman and your sophomore learning and being a part of the organization. But when you're dressing 150, you can't even practice that many kids.
That's right.
So Tiff County and Jay Walls, of course, very good friends with Coach McPherson. And they a lot of their philosophies are very similar. They're good friends. They believe in coaching the right way and building young men as well as building football players. So that says a lot about Coach Jay Walls. Well, go ahead.
You want to do some impact players?
Yeah, let's go ahead and let's talk about some of the impact players that we think that we'll look at on the Tiff County side tonight. These are kids that have played and demonstrated a lot of athleticism over the year. And really, and how they're going to match up with our Vikings. What do you see out there that really is going to be some of those impact players?
Offensively for Tiff, I got to go with the wide receiver duo. We mentioned one of them a minute ago, Donnell Tough. He's pretty good on the basketball court as well. Excuse me, just trying to find him on the roster, get an exact.
Donnell Tough, he's about 6'6", I think, is his size. Anyway,
yeah,
this
number
is
22, 6'6", 205-pound junior wide receiver. To go along with him, Todrick Jackson's going to be able to throw to a 6'2", 190-pound Nick Utley. My impact players, I know Todrick's got the ability to throw the ball pretty well, but he's got to have somebody there to catch it. And Bill, our DBs aren't really the biggest in the region height-wise. I think maybe Josh Clemens coming back for some linebacker position might be able to match up evenly with him. But those are my two offensive impact players.
Yeah, I think you make a good point. Because they're wide-out receivers, they are going to be out there on the outsides against our 5'10", 5'8" kind of defensive backs. Josh Clemens is going to cover your middle guys, your guys that are going to be inside, your tight end, those kind of things, and that's going to be definitely a mismatch in the advantage of the Vikings. But I tell you, those two receivers on the outside, and they've even got a few more, but I think you're right in saying those two are probably going to be make some of the biggest impact on tonight. I got to look at the defensive side, and we'll get to Marty in just a minute. We'll talk about some of the players that he's looking at, but I think defensively, we've got a couple guys. Number 78, Shaq Bryant. This is a guy who plays defensive end, and in order for them to be successful, he's going to have to do his job and contain our running backs and Mike Moore and Nick Bergman and such. I mean, this is a guy, not only does he play defensive end, he'll flip over and he plays the offensive line. He doesn't come off the field. I mean, this is not a guy that, oh, yeah, he plays some offensive line sometimes and some defense sometimes. He's on the field all of the time, taking almost all of the snaps at that defensive inside, and then he rolls over and plays the offensive line. But I think he could be an impact player for the Tiff County Blue Devils defensively because he's going to have to do his job to contain these running backs. And if he can get them to force that back inside into their linebackers, he'll make a big, big impact on tonight's ball game. And then you throw their number 93, Bryson Chaney. He also is a defensive end on the other side. Not quite as talented as Bryant, but nonetheless, if those two defensive ends work together, run and force the runs inside, I think Tiff County could be fairly successful in stopping our run. Look down, Marty, we're talking about our impact players for the Tiff County Blue Devils. Who you got that you're going to keep an eye on tonight?
Guys, I'm going to keep an eye on their running backs, and especially the young man I just mentioned earlier, number one, Jakeevan Jackson, or they call him a JJ, 6'3", 200-pound running back. He's also going to line up some at receiver. Their other running back tonight is going to be number 27, and that is Quay Wilson. Both these guys are kind of shifted to running back. They're having to fill in for a couple kids that are no longer on the team, which is an unfortunate thing, but their leading rusher and second leading rusher are both going to be out tonight. I believe one of them has left the team completely. The other is just going to be sitting out tonight. But that's an unfortunate thing. But, you know, they've got to have somebody step up and make plays outside of Todrick Jackson. And obviously they turned to number one, Jakeevan Jackson, and that's their playmaker other than Todrick. I think you need to keep an eye on him tonight. I think he's going to be one of their impact players offensively.
Well, you mentioned the quarterback, and I think none of us really said that's an impact player, but my gosh.
It's just a given. Todrick Jackson is going to be key for the Tift County Blue Devils tonight. He's got the ability. I've said it before. He's got the ability to extend the play. When that pocket collapses, he's got the ability to go one way, go behind, forward, go any way he wants, and still make a good throw because he's got a strong arm.
Yeah, and I think that kind of leads us into where, you know, we'll talk a little bit in a few minutes about the impact players on the Viking side of the ball. But this is a kid that you've got to contain. It's one thing to get the rush on him and to cover the wide receivers, but if you let him get a crease, this is a kid that can burn you as he'll just tear off down the sidelines right up the middle, and you'll think you've got a hand on him, and you just cannot even come close to him.
I
tell you what.
Bill, I was going to say, and the one thing people forget about Todrick Jackson is the fact he is also Tifton's punter.
That's right.
And he, when he's back there, he can punt the ball, he can run it, he can throw it. He's a triple threat as their punter, and he did it as a freshman and did a very good job of it.
I tell you what, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll go over our impact players for the Vikings tonight. You're listening to the Southeastern Federal Credit Union Countdown to Kickoff right here on 99.5 Kicks. Welcome back to Brody Field here at Tift County High School as we are waiting this game tonight between the Tift County Blue Devils and our Lowndes High Vikings. It's senior night here at Tift County. The scoreboard has about 20 minutes left before kickoff.
Hey, Bill?
Go ahead, Marty.
Hey, I hate to interrupt you, but I got Coach Mack down here. You know, we're kind of waiting for the senior night festivities to be over with. But Coach Mack, thanks for taking a minute to talk with us. First of all, coming off last week, I think we probably played our best game of the year last week. And how's practice been this week? How have the kids responded, and have we kept that going?
Yeah, we had a really good week, probably the best week ever. And, you know, I think they're ready to play.
Coach, you and I talked a little bit. You know, Mike had an unfortunate incident with his family this week. And Mike himself is coming off a great game last week. You know, what's his mental state like this week and tonight coming in this game? And, you know, are you expecting to pound him like you did last week?
Now, Mike's a real quiet kid. He doesn't say a lot. You know, that's an unfortunate thing that happened to that family. But let's thank God that nobody was hurt, you know. Not a scratch on anybody. And, you know, Mike, if we can knock him off the ball, we're going to give it to Mike.
Well, that's a good thing to do there. But, you know, looking at Tifton, they started out 3-0. We're playing well, but they've dropped their last six. But I know you've watched a lot of film, and I've watched them warm up. They've still got a lot of athletes. They're still a very dangerous football team. What have you seen from them on film this week, and what do you expect them to do tonight?
They got a lot of athletes, you know. They're capable of beating anybody. I look for them to throw the football. That's what I look for.
You mentioned that. You mentioned them throwing the football, and obviously last year their quarterback, number six, hurt us a lot, and he had a good game. He's just a sophomore but very, very talented kid. What do you plan to do tonight to try to contain him and keep him from making big plays?
We're going to have to pressure him, you know, do a good job with our coverage, and we're just going to have to play hard. You know, that's the bottom line.
Coach, obviously tonight is a must-win for us. It's win or go home. Obviously, if we do win, we're in the playoffs. Don't know where we'll land, but we just want to get there. You know, has there been a sense of urgency around this team tonight? Are these kids, they focused, they ready for tonight's game?
Oh, yeah, they know what the deal is.
Did they remember last year's loss?
Yeah, they remember that too, yeah.
Well, Coach, good luck to you tonight. Bring home a win. We'll talk to you in 2 weeks.
Thank you, Marty. And Marty brought up something with Coach McPherson that we have not talked about tonight, and that's last year. How much does that play into these kids' mind? I mean, some of the seniors are gone, of course, that were on that team last year, but there's a large number of them here that played in that game last year. How did they take that?
Well, you know, go ahead. Bill, you look at it like this. We lose 10-7. We lose 10-7 at our place on a game that really meant nothing other than the fact that, you know, it ruined our region record. However, tonight, you got revenge factor to start with. Now you got to win a ball game. So, I think it plays heavily on our seniors' minds and even on our juniors' minds, the guys who, you know, the juniors and seniors, I think it plays real heavily on their minds.
Well, do they come out and play with it? That we talked about, Marty did, the sense of urgency, but do they come out and play tight? That could be a real issue is they come out knowing they've got to win. Do they play with a certain tightness that actually doesn't allow them to play to their potential?
Yeah, that's something you definitely got to look at too, Bill. That's a good point. Last week's game, towards the end of it, when it was pretty much in hand, I think we mentioned to Marty, what's the team talking about right now? Well, they were all talking about Tiff County and getting that revenge factor. So I think that's going to stick in their mind. Put on top of that, the cherry on the cake is, on top of the ice cream, is if we don't win, we go home. So I think the team's going to be ready, and they're going to play 48 minutes of good football, and we're going to get the victory tonight.
I think so, too. I think this is a team that it could be a very close game, but our Vikings have the potential, as we talked about with the point average, while it's not a lot of points, only 28 points average, but we've had some great games where we've put up 45, 45, 35 points. This team is capable of putting up a big number on that scoreboard.
Yeah. I don't want to say Jekyll and Hyde, but there's definitely been some nights where offense has been completely off the field, completely. And, I mean, three and out several times, no first downs, time of possession, we get wilked. But there's also been some nights, South Gwinnett, Coffee, where we just dominate. First downs, time of possession, yardage, everything, every stat you want to look at. And I think it all starts at the offensive line for us. We got to have a good tone offensively starting at the offensive line. As Coach said, we got to open some holes for Mike Moore to run through, and that really sets the tone for our defense. Once we're scoring, once we're moving the ball, our defense just gets electrified, and they come out and play hard.
And one of the things that gets oversaid, I think, several times in a football game, as you start analyzing, what do you need to do? What do you need to do? Don't get yourself in a third and long situation. Last week, that was one of the keys that really helped us get through that ball game. Was we got 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 yards on first down. We have got to get good positive yards on first down, put us in a manageable situation if we're into a third down. We don't need to be 3rd and 8. I mean, everybody knows we're going to try and throw the ball.
Absolutely. But if you remember, 3rd and long was one of our best
sure.
downs last week. Let's move over to our impact players on the Vikings side while we got a little bit of time here.
Sure.
I'm gonna start defensively for us. Defensively, I think our linebackers are going to be key tonight. From what we could tell down the field, Josh Clemens was playing linebacker along with Trey Jackson.
Right.
Why are they going to be key? Well, James Mathis is going to get some pressure along with those defensive ends that hopefully we'll get to in a minute. But Todrick Jackson's got the ability to scramble, and our linebackers are going to be key to making those open field tackles and keep him from making the big play.
I think your biggest key you talk about there is they've got to play, both of our linebackers have got to play and not bite in on some fake plays and things like that. Let that defensive line work so that if he has to break containment, you've got the defensive ends forcing him inside and they're sitting back ready to make a tackle. Trey Jackson and Josh Clemens, both very, very athletic and can make big, big hits, and they can get the tackles, but if they get themselves caught up in the melee that's going on around that defensive line, that's going to be the problem. And I think my impact players are those defensive ends. That's going to be Matt Frazier, of course, and we should see Justin Evans on that other end as well. These guys cannot break containment and lose the outside, because we talk about Todrick Jackson being able to cut up the middle. You get him on the outside, and I'm afraid the only thing that's going to run him down is going to be a Tyquan Lang, and that could be big, big yards for the Tiff County Blue Devils. So I think the impact players tonight defensively are going to be both of our defensive ends and how well they play and don't get loose containment on that outside. Now look down.
Bill, I totally agree with you that, guys, it looks like we're going to have the national anthem.
So. A moment of silence,
yeah, well, let's take a quick break. We come back, we should be ready to kick this thing off. We're going to take a moment of silence as they play the national anthem. We're going to take a two-minute break. You're listening to the Southeastern Federal Credit Union countdown to kickoff on 99.5 Kicks Country. Welcome back to Brody Field at Tiff County High School as student at Tiff County sings the national anthem.
Thank you.
beautiful rendition of the national anthem as both color guards from Kipp County High School and Lowndes High School on the field to present the colors. Let's go back down on the field. Marty was going to give us his impact players for our Lowndes High Vikings tonight. Marty, who do you got?
Guys on defense, I think our impact players are going to be our secondary. I totally agree with the points you make for the defensive ends and the linebackers. I think they definitely have to keep Todrick contained. But one thing about Todrick, as great as athlete as he is, he's still a sophomore, and I think he forces things some. And he has thrown a lot of interceptions this year, namely three last week against Valdosta. So I think our secondary's got to have a big night tonight. I think they're going to be our impact players, especially Tyquan Lang, Eric Hart, and Devontae Watts. And then especially I think the two young corners, Brandon Roberts, or actually one young corner, Brandon Roberts, and the senior DeCarlos Martin, who stepped in for Tevin Brown, who's no longer on the team. Those two guys, I think they started last week and they rotated, and I believe Tipton's going to see that on film this week, and they're going to know that we've got a kid in there that's only played one game in there at corner, and they're going to probably try to go that away tonight. So I think that that duo there of DeCarlos Martin and Brandon Roberts, whoever's on the field, really has to have a big night tonight.
Well, I think you're exactly right. I hope that Todrick doesn't have a lot of time to find those receivers, though, and that will come from our defensive line. So those are our impact players for both Tipp County and our Lowndes High Vikings tonight. I look up at the clock, and, that was early for the national anthem. Looks like the clock still has 8 minutes before kickoff here. And we welcome back, of course, Wes James takes a little break here in our pregame show. And after his surgery, gives him an opportunity to take a break. Want to welcome you back. And you talked a little bit about some of what you think is going to go on. What about impact players for the Vikings on what your thoughts would be?
Well, I think the impact player tonight is the whole Colquitt County football team over in Coffey. We need 19 points on Coffey. That's the impact. We win this ball game tonight, but we need Colquitt to, as much as we love our folks and our friends over in Douglas, Georgia, but we need Colquitt to win by 19. That's the impact tonight, I think, for our Vikings. You look at, of course, you can go back, and we always talk about Todrick Jackson, and y'all folks have, Bill, you and Marty and Taylor have talked so much about him, and what a great quarterback he is, even though he's only a sophomore. There's nothing I can add. We know the young man can play. We've got to contain him. Taylor and I had lunch yesterday, and I give Taylor kind of my idea of what I would do. I'd take number 17, Trey Jackson, the linebacker, and I'd spy him. Anywhere Todrick Jackson went, that's where my linebacker would go. I would take Josh Clemens, and I'd put him on Donnell Tough, the big 6'6 wide receiver. Wherever he went, that's where he went. And then I tell my defensive lineman, pin your ears back, go get him. Because when you get him and you get to him and you knock him out, they've got to go to Chris Miller, their backup quarterback, who is a good athlete in his own right.
Yeah, but one of the things that Todrick does is when you think you got him in the backfield, he has such elusiveness that he's going to be difficult to bring down. I want to remind all of our listeners here on the Southeastern Federal Credit Union Countdown to Kickoff that you can get more information about the Lowndes High Vikings anytime you need it, 24 hours a day, at www.thevikingvoice.com. And we, of course, bring you every Tuesday night the Lowndes High Randy McPherson Coaches Show. We do that live from Austin's Cattle Company at 6:45 every Tuesday night. And at 7 o'clock, Wes will sit down with Coach McPherson, talk about tonight's game and what's coming up after that. We want to thank all of our sponsors who provide the sponsorship for us and be able to bring that to you on the air. You can go to www.thevikingvoice.com. Check out all of those sponsors. A few of them we want to thank, especially Deloach Body Works, the Foot and Ankle Institute of South Georgia, and A Shade of Perfection. Be sure and join us every Tuesday night at Austin's Cattle Company for the Lowndes High Randy McPherson Coaches Show.
You know, there's a big game going on tomorrow afternoon down in Jacksonville.
I heard there was a game.
This year's chapter of the Earth's Grand Drink Diversion kind of resembles a powder puff contest more than a football game. Rick's Rabid Red Clay Hill Hounds trek south to Jacksonville to scuffle with Mudchap's Mean Giant Water Lizards, Bill, from Gainesville. Even though the Pooches from the Classic City are in the catbird seat right now in the SEC East, they've not fared well against the Gators as of late. Muschamp's wounded field general, John Brantley, looks ready to return, and none too soon in the eyes of the Lizards' lackeys. The Gators are mad as a wet hen and look to beat the Canines like a red-headed stepchild. And this one has me more nervous than a rooster in a hen house and looks too close to call, but Wes's Whiners is, Gators lose by three.
Wes's Whiners?
Wes's Whiners.
Wes's
like
Whiners, eh?
Something different.
Everybody's got a little thing. Just got an updated score from over at Brooks County. Fitzgerald leads right now at the end of the first quarter, 15-0 over the Brooks County Trojans. I look out on the field, and I do see the captains beginning to come out.
That is number 18, Nick Utley, for the Blue Devils, along with number one, Jacaven Jackson. Number 68, Bill, is Dominic Prince, and number 78 is Big Shaquille Bryant. When I say big, 6'3", 230. For our Vikings, we have number 25, Josh Clemens, number 30, James Mathis, number 20, number 12, Lance Gerald, and number 52, Mr. Caleb Clark.
And, Marty, of course, going out to midfield will get us the coin toss live. All-Star Officiating Association out on the field tonight. And big crowd over here on our side, Wes, as I look around. We mentioned earlier that Owen Prince had to call Tip County High School and request more tickets.
Yep.
We had sold those out early or late Wednesday, had to get some more tickets, and it looks like Lowndes has brought a good contingency here and going to root on their Vikings.
Number 25, tell me what you're going to call. I got the head and the tail.
Yeah.
Calls tails.
Dale, stop, look, listen. Here comes the mighty, mighty Vikings.
One to toss. You got four options. Kick, receive, defend the goal, or defer to the second half. You want to defer.
Yeah.
Let me give that signal, okay? You want the ball this half. Which goal do you want to defend?
That
one. Defend and kick this way.
You want to kick that way.
Turn your back there.
All right, guys. We won the toss and led it to defer. So Tipton will get the ball first, and they will be going towards 8th Street, and that's how we will start this game, guys.
All righty, we'll take a 60-second, we'll take a two-minute break and come back and kick this one off. From Brody Field, you're listening to Lions High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country.